Yeah, I'm really nervous right now at this point. You know, this is my livelihood. It's a lot. It's a lot banking on this, so I'm kind of nervous right now. I'll just be getting my mind mentally ready for whatever comes.
Could you explain to somebody who maybe doesn't play pro football for a living what this is like to wait for the final cutdown day?
It's similar to the draft, I would say, or it's similar to going on a job interview and presenting your resume and trying to get a job.
Justin Tuck said back in the spring he didn't see this out of you. He didn't see this coming out of you as a player, and said so continue to listen, continue to work. What kind of environment has this been for you to grow?
It's been a great environment. It's a process. You know, it don't just happen overnight. You know, it's a lot of things people don't see that goes into it. Listening to Justin and OC and those guys and Coach Robert Nunn, so it was just a lot of work. So I wasn't just gonna come here. Because my senior year in college, I had 1.5 sacks. So coming in here, learning from those guys made a big improvement.
What do you think limited you to 1.5 sacks as a senior?
I played at about 275 pounds, a little bit more than I wanted to. And I played the 3-tech. So, you know, I did it for the team and was trying to be a team guy.
What are you now?
I'm about 265 right now.
Like 10 pounds heavier?
Yeah.
You feel that in your speed?
Yeah, most definitely. Big difference.
And the fact that the Giants have had so many good speed-rushing defensive ends here, I guess, was also attractive to you because that's the kind of thing that they look for.
Yeah, most definitely. It's, like I said, you know, earlier last night, it's the best defensive line in the NFL. So, I mean, you got to be able to come here and take something from each and every one of those guys.